So John's Gospel, chapter 1, our verses tonight, verses 35 through to the end, verse 51. And my title is, How They Came to Christ. How They Came to Christ. And my text, just three words of the Lord Jesus Christ, found in verse 39, where he says unto them, Come and see. Come and see. An invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ. So my title is, How They Came to Christ. Come and see. Come and see how they came to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting, the first recorded words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John's Gospel are found in verse 38, when these two disciples come and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in verse 38, What seek ye? The Lord Jesus Christ said, What are you looking for? What are you seeking? Do you know, that's a good little motto text for John's Gospel. Because someone, and by the way, Open Air Mission gives away lots and lots of John's Gospel, and it's if someone's seeking for the Lord Jesus Christ, What seek ye are the first words of the Lord Jesus Christ recorded in John's Gospel. What seek ye? And of course, they might be true seekers. What is this book all about? What is this John's Gospel all about? Are they seeking the Saviour? Are they seeking eternal life? Are they seeking the big answers to the big questions in life? What seek ye? Well, what a text that is. So there is this wonderful question that the disciples ask. They say, Where dwellest thou? Where do you live? And the Lord Jesus Christ replies, Come and see. What a lovely invitation. And they went and they spent a day with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, our verses tonight are interesting because it's the great record of how the first five followers or the first five disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ came to know the Saviour. Let me just quickly emphasise the first five, the five that are recorded here. First of all, there's Andrew. You find about, read about Andrew coming seeking. He was the one of them who came when they saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 40, Andrew. But you say, well, who's the second one? Who was with Andrew? Who's this other person who's not mentioned by name? Well, I personally don't have a problem with this. And shall I tell you something else? A lot of commentators don't have a problem with this. They believe, and I believe, it's none other than John, the very writer of this gospel. And the reason why we believe that it's John is simply because of this. That throughout John's gospel, John will never mention himself by name. He refers to himself about various things that happen, but he never mentions his name. And that's why those first two,